BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Riot at Ephesus.
Paul left Antioch and went to Ephesus and stayed there for several years. At first, he went to the synagogue and preached Christ, but eventually the believers had to find a different meeting place. God did wonderful things through Paul. People from that entire region heard God's word. The sick were healed, and demons were cast out. People even touched Paul's skin with pieces of cloth and took them to those who were sick, and they were healed. Some young men saw Paul cast out a demon, so they decided to try it. They said to a demon-possessed man, "Come out of him in the name of Jesus, the one that Paul preaches about." The spirit said, "I know about Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" The demon-possessed man jumped on them and beat them. He ripped off their clothes, and they ran from the house bruised and naked. People were afraid when they heard about this. Suddenly, the name of Jesus was held in high regard. Many repented of their sins and called on the name of the Lord. They collected their books on witchcraft and burnt them in front of everyone. A silversmith called a meeting of those who made expensive shrines to the idol called Diana. He said, "Paul is turning people away from the worship of Diana, the one everyone adores. He's saying that a god made by hands really isn't a god. Oh, this is an insult to Diana. Besides, we're losing money." The people became more and more angry until they started shouting, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" They ran out screaming this in the streets. Soon it spread throughout the city, and confusion was everywhere. A mob grabbed some Christians and took them to the amphitheater. The entire city went there to see what was happening. The crowd kept shouting. Some said one thing while the others said something different. The situation became totally chaotic. Most of the people didn't even know why they were there. This went on for 2 hours. Paul wanted to go to the amphitheater to defend the cause of Christ. But fellow believers refused to let him go. Even city officials sent word to him saying, "Don't go to the amphitheater." Finally, one of the officials stood before the crowd and said, "People of Ephesus, no one can deny that the image of Diana fell from heaven and landed here. Therefore, calm down. The men you have brought here have done nothing wrong to Diana. They haven't robbed her temples or blasphemed her name. If the silversmiths have a problem with anyone, let them take it to the courts. For now, go home before you're charged with conducting a riot for no reason." With that, the people went home.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.